With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. As the polls close in New Hampshire at this hour, AP VoteCast points to some of the dominant issues that could shape the general election in November, with voters sharing which issues they care most about and how they perceive the top candidates. Josh Boak explains.
Among Republicans, we still see that voters care about immigration and the economy. But some are starting to have doubts about former President Donald Trump. Almost half say that Trump could be too extreme for November's general election. Among Democrats, President Joe Biden enjoys support on the economy. 8 in 10 approve of his leadership. But we see that Democrats are roughly split on the wider conflict within the Middle East and how Biden is handling it. Age is also an issue. 4 in 10 are worried about Biden's age. He's 81 years old, and Trump is 77.
That report from the AP. The Turkish parliament has approved Sweden's membership in NATO after a long delay. Turkey had withheld approval amid a row over what it called Sweden's support to Kurdish separatists. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says Sweden would be a good addition to NATO.
It's time for Sweden to become a NATO ally. They have a modern, advanced military, one that we're very comfortable with, and they'll add real, significant military capabilities to the alliance.
Turkish President Erdogan is expected to sign the legislation within days. It leaves Hungary the sole NATO member yet to ratify Sweden's accession. Swedish Prime Minister Ulf Kristersson posted on social media, "Today we are one step closer to becoming a full member of NATO." On Wall Street, the Dow was down by 96 points, the Nasdaq rose 65, the S&P advanced 14. This is SRN News. The Presbyterian Church in America sends a letter to the president.
The denomination wants Mr. Biden and his administration to stop pushing the transgender agenda, including sex change operations for children. A PCA spokesman tells the Christian Post, quote, "It is more important than ever to protect children from the harms that come from rejecting biological sex. God created humanity male and female. Persons who try to change their biological sex are attempting the impossible." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A North Carolina school board's decision to reject two LGBT provisions that the General Assembly directed districts to comply with could lead to legal action. One provision requires schools alert parents before a student goes by a different name or pronoun, while the other bars instruction about transgenderism in kindergarten through fourth grade. The Chapel Hill Carrboro City Schools have voted unanimously to defy the state legislature. This is SRN News. In a year filled with strikes, membership in unions did not grow in 2023. We hear more on this story from correspondent Shelley Adler reporting.
What do we want? Contracts! With all the labor strife last year, the Bureau of Labor Statistics reports 10% of hourly and salaried workers were members of unions in 2023. Compare that to 2022, when 10.1% of workers were union members. The number of unionized workers in the private sector did increase by 191,000 last year. That includes workers at auto companies, Las Vegas hotels, and Hollywood studios. But the number of unionized employees in the public sector, like teachers and police, was unchanged. I'm Shelley Adler.
More details available at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.